Welcome, everyone. A big thank you to Brian Kaplowitz and SpeakerMatch.com for sponsoring our teleseminar today, Real versus Fake PR. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director for Annie, and with me is the Annie Jennings, of course. She's a highly respected and accomplished national publicist who creates meaningful and valuable publicity strategies that help her clients be heard in the world. Annie offers her famous number one radio talk show interview campaign that comes with free unlimited media training, a performance guarantee, and bookings on the major high listenership radio shows that include the nationally syndicated networks that help share your message coast to coast. Performance publicity programs are offered as well for TV bookings, prestigious print, and influential online media placements. So, welcome, Annie.
All right. Thank you, Stacey. And thank you, Brian. I love being on Speaker Match. I love the audience. You guys are absolutely amazing. Amazing people. And that's good. And I want to share my insight and knowledge. You know, I have many years of experience. And I think I've seen everything at this point. I really do. I think I've seen it all. So I'm able to put into perspective certain things that I would like. I'd like the authors to be aware of, the speakers to be aware of, that can enhance your careers or actually hold your careers back. Everybody might be starting to realize right now that there are a lot of ways to get your message out. But many of the authors and speakers might still be questioning, what is the most impact? What should I choose? In this industry, we have a lot of new authors. We really do. A lot of new authors who are going to become speakers, a lot of new speakers. It's a very good way to showcase your talent, to get new business, and to earn money, actually. Speaking is a very lucrative career. The thing is, you do have to break in and develop a reputation for yourself. So the most important thing is, what can you do to support your ultimate goals of being a speaker, a sought-after speaker, a sought-after expert, or an author that is rising up, you know, in the literary world? There are ways to do that, and we're going to talk about that strategy today. One thing I'd like to say is just asking the question, what is the best media for me? That's a good question for you to ask because, and we're going to describe this throughout, you are known by the company you keep. Now, keep that in mind. Lock that away. The media company, that is. Creating a powerful platform can help you secure the media opportunities that provide a deliverable that helps forward your career. It helps forward your book promotion. And most importantly, it helps forward your business growth strategy. Now, exposure overload can lead to the illusion that you are getting publicity. This is a problem, and I see it happening out there all the time. Everybody wants you to buy everything from them at all times. Okay, so in this time of exposure overload, it's very easy to create the illusion that marketing promotion is happening at a very fast pace, when in reality, nothing of high impact is actually happening for you. Instead, valuable time is passing. This is something to be on the lookout for. What am I doing and what's the value to me? So exposure overload creates a lot of busy work. And yes, the days fly by. Can you measure the results? Are you attracting more clients? Are you moving up in your SEO ranking? Are you selling more books? This constant swirling of activity, of action, from posting on social media to being a guest on one of the new podcasts that may not have a highly developed audience yet, right? Takes your time, opportunity, maybe even your money, can keep you so busy that you might miss the chance to take the action that will serve your growth and development and empower your prestige and credibility. So what I'm warning against here is taking a lot of action that leads nowhere, all right? So lots of activity can give you the sense that you are doing a lot to promote yourself and build up your credibility, influence, and clout, but in reality, it may not be enough. Major media might be missing. We're going to get into earned versus purchased media momentarily. A major media is the engine that runs your promotional strategy. So let's remember that. The major name brand media is the foundation of a very strong and powerful growth strategy. That's going to grow over time to your optimal development, given what you bring to the table, your credentials, your subject matter, your desire to reach the top. So it's true enough, there's a lot to do each day, but the most important thing not to forget is to go after these big brand media opportunities. But I'm going to show you how. I'm not just going to say to go out and get that. I'm going to show you how to go out and get that. So the question is, what really matters? You know, our original question was, what really matters in your PR campaign? And we've been in business a long time. And I've done thousands. We counted. I have to stop counting half the time because we get to so many, I don't want to count anymore. We're thousands of clients. We booked over 25,000 media placements. And you can go to my site and see all these real stories up there. These real stories are good because these are clients who you want to be someday. They started just like you, starting out, reaching up, reaching for the stars, wanting to build up, searching for new information to be successful. This is good, very good, and you should be commended because that's exactly what our experts did who did make it big. And all their stories are on our site. They all came in at an entry level not knowing anything. They knew nothing about themselves and where they fit in the media today. All right? We taught them. We taught them why they mattered, and we helped grow their business to the point where today they're at the top. So many of our top national experts that have soared in their careers focus on being seen and heard in the actual high-powered, high viewership, listenership, and readership media. Their publicity strategy includes being consistent over time, that is constantly building a go-to media persona. So we're going to go back to that consistency over time as being an important element. So when you start to take down some takeaways, or from this conversation, consistency over time, the one-offs don't matter to you. So what? They're a one-off, here today, gone tomorrow. We don't want that. We want consistency over time using real media. Real media. Now we get into the juice of this teleseminar. The real media versus the fake media. What's the value of each? And is there any benefit to fake media at all for you? And, of course, how to recognize it when it does cross your path. So, Stacy, take it away.
So we talk a lot, Annie. We see a lot in our day-to-day. We're here. We're in the trenches. We're working with the media. But we're also receiving lots of, let's say, solicitations, right? Purchase PR and purchase media has become very, very popular these days. So purchase PR for many authors is when someone else has gone out and purchased the time or the space on a media outlet. It could be a national television show. It could be a radio program. It could be a page in a magazine, a newspaper, online, prestigious online media outlet. They've purchased that, and then they're reselling it to you under the guise of being an earned media placement. So it's like the infomercial strategy, right? You buy a commercial. There are people out there that will buy a commercial and they'll follow the show and it actually pretends to be a part of the show. And so here you are, you're a speaker, you're a self-published author, you're an expert, you're looking to build your credibility, your media bio, your clout, your influence. You're like, oh, this is great. I want to be featured on XYZ Network, whatever it might be. And you're doing this in good faith. And you're like, oh, this is great. However, it's not necessarily that TV show or that network. And so while you can say, if you'll say that, that you've been featured on or you were interviewed by, and so on, it wasn't necessarily earned.
And it's not going to help you build up to the highest levels of achievement that our goals are for you. We want you to be at your highest levels of achievement that you can possibly qualify for in this world, in your career, throughout the levels of your career. So what Stacey's saying is absolutely true, is that you have a purchased media, which acts as an advertisement. So purchased media is more like an advertisement. No, you're buying advertisement. You just happen to be in it in some way. I know somebody who bought a whole page on a big media site and then sold off little segments of the pages, 1 by 1 inch squares for $5,000 each, and then named it the top 50 financial advisors in the country. It's an advertisement, people. All right? Media knows it's not true. You may not know, you'll know it's not true after you realize nothing happens, but it's not real media. Earned media is very special. So Stacey, what is earned media?
So that's, of course, when the producer or journalist who actually works for the show, not a third party. Earned media is when the producer or journalist who actually works for the show or the different media outlet is the one who books you be a guest or expert contributor or commentator. You are on the real deal media outlet, not what is meant to be a look-alike opportunity. Our firm considers that to be trickery. I mean, really, in all honesty, I mean, it's trickery. The client thinks they're buying a valuable media experience, but they are just buying a bit of infomercial style time. So earned media is when publicity is secured via promotion rather than being purchased, right? So you can buy a lot of what looks and feels like real media opportunities. However, to determine what is valuable to you, you can ask yourself the million-dollar question. How will this help me attract new and lucrative opportunities? Plus, share my knowledge, insight, and contribute to the issue society cares about most today with the most people available to me. So purchase PR is like the old, like, buy a bestseller book campaign where you have to, like, literally buy your own books, right? You buy your own books, and then all of a sudden you're a bestseller. Right, these campaigns are costly for you, and they're just not real. You haven't earned it. You're not really a bestseller. So soon the perceived value of achieving bestseller status, of course, that you paid for, will fade because readers will post real-life reviews of your work, that they bought the book based on the bestseller status, but yet avid readers are not easily fooled. So they're savvy, and they will quickly realize that the author was not ready to publish and needed more development. Of course, hence they're getting that negative review. So everyone can be great at what they do by learning their craft and putting in the time to make it to the top. So everyone here, everyone today, everyone can do it.
When anyone would ask me, should I do a bestseller campaign, I would also tell people that they should really ask themselves the question, is this the best way for them to earn their way to the top? It's important that they learn a lot about themselves, about what talent, education, or experience is missing that allows them to get to the top. And when you buy a bestseller, you miss on all that learning curve. You miss the entire learning curve because suddenly you're a bestseller for a day and you haven't learned anything about yourself other than that it wasn't really worth the investment, right? So that it's the accomplishment in getting the real PR that matters and will stand the test of time. So reaching your highest potential comes from attracting top-level opportunities that open big doors for you because you are ready for them. And it doesn't have to take long. Many of our clients rise to the top quickly. A lot of people will say, yes, go get big media, but they don't tell you how, and I'm going to tell you how to do that, okay? So our clients love our approach to publicity as we build them to be stronger over time as an expert, guest, or contributor. Because that's simply who I am and how I roll. All right, Stace. So you want your media to be earned media. That is, a media outlet has said yes to you by reviewing your credentials, education, and experience. They have also looked over your previous media as well, right? Now, here's where the fake media can hurt you because they're going to know, oh, look at the media bio. They saw these things I've never heard of or I've heard of, and I know that they're purchased infomercial time. It's not going to have any persuasion power, influence, or clout. So here's the thing, though, with earned media. This is what it's like out there in the real world today, in the PR world. To get earned media, it may be beneficial to you to promote yourself to the media and to be promoted via a publicist as well. It's the direct approach, all right? Many authors tell me that even the professionals can't seem to get them the type of influential PR they need to build up a powerful platform and be considered an expert in their field. Now, that's true. It is tough out there these days. There's a lot of authors, a lot of experts, and everyone's blasting the media with all these services. And the media reports they get between 100 PR pitches an hour, some of them 100 a day, some of them 800 pitches a week, okay? That's a lot to go through. They send back an autoresponder saying, please don't do this to me anymore. If you really want to get through to me, carefully target me to be the right media contact for you and let me know in the subject line exactly, be clear and concise, exactly what you have for me that I'm going to fall in love with. These journalists and producers and media personnel, they're all looking for the next best expert or author. They want you. You just have to make it easy for them to be able to discover you. It's tough. It's tough to get out there, but not necessarily, all right? Because we figured out the formula. As you know, we get lots of placements for our clients, and we get the real kind of media placements. The trick to success is for us to take the time, this is what you'll do for yourself, take the time to learn about yourself. That is, we'll learn all about our clients from their credentials and socially relevant messaging. We learn about how they relate to the media outlet we're pitching. We're playing a match game here. I don't know if that was anyone's favorite game when they were little kids, but the match game was always fun for me. But that's what we're playing. We want to match the author, match the expert, to the media outlet that makes sense for their level of growth at the time, that's willing to say yes to them. Wow, we just kicked out 1,000 other experts, all people, authors, people, who want what you want, but guess what? We got it for you. Because we did it the right way, the way the media wants it to be done. So yeah, this takes a lot of time. No problem. This is my business. And creative energy. Well, you can see, I think we have that. All right, but that's what it takes. It takes experience with the outlets so you know what they like, how they want to be pitched, and their history with the topic. All of this says to just really take your time and research your outlets and get to the right person. The media will recognize this approach, and you won't be branded just one of the many that are trying to get through a keyhole of opportunity each day. And you'll get their attention, because now you're going to be right up their alley. They're searching for you. They're hoping you're the next email. Be the next email that comes in.
It's earned PR.
Oh, yes. Talk about earning it, man.
That's what it sounds like.
I love you. Yeah. I love you. That's the exact point. Purchase is so easy. Hello, I have this media opportunity for you. You can get 5 minutes on this national network, but it's in the middle of the night. But don't worry, you could still say you were featured on so-and-so.
Right.
Please, you know, sounds good, but does it do anything for your growth and development and sustainability in your industry as an expert over time? And the answer is no, it does not. So there may be a place for that, but the thing is, it's trickery, and unless you want to buy trickery, for some reason you want to buy it, you are free to do so, but know what you're buying. Don't think that you're buying a media asset that's going to propel your media bio to higher levels of respect in the media. Because the media doesn't want that. They want people who have come up. See, she was just saying this the hard way, the earned media way. But we love it. You're going to love earned media. Really, it's so exciting and so much fun every day. Go out there and get your media placements, because you can do it. People can work for themselves and get a lot of results. So you want to create pitches for the top media that are meaningful and valuable to everyone that has an interest in the media being pitched. Now, this includes the media contact themselves, the audience, whether it is the readers, listeners, or viewers. And we can't forget someone really important to the formula. And this is our client, the author, the expert, the guest.
You.
They're important to this. And yeah, you. It's a whole strategy. The media is willing to seriously consider pitches when it becomes obvious that you have put the work in creating a relevant pitch for them. This is not lost on them. They look for this. They love it and have so much respect for you when you give it to them. They want to know that you're the real deal. This means a lot to the media. They have a responsibility to their audience. Now, think about this as true. This is big time. Responsibility to their audience of providing top quality interviews or articles, and a publicist who feels the same way is important to them. This is why we do have an advantage. One of the worst ways to pitch the media is to send a traditional press release that just includes all the details of the book or topic or subject matter, but does not include a personalized pitch idea for that particular outlet. It's just a generalized press release, which you're allowed to do. It's no problem. You can do that. But the question is, what's in it for you? So in essence, you are saying to them, here is my pitch, my press release. Now you figure out how to use me best. And they don't have time to do that.
Anytime I write a pitch or a press release or anything like that, I'm talking to a client and it will say to me, okay, so what's a segment? Why does anyone care about this? What is a segment?
So when you're sending out a release to the media, broad-based releases, yeah, they can go out over a news distribution style network. That's no problem. But when you're really trying to get one-on-one, now you have to decide what's the segment and why are they going to care? And put the time in to think about, what do they cover? What do I have that blends well with what they would like to cover? And that's how you build out a segment style or a pitch that the media is going to appreciate. I think that's critical, that personalized pitch ideas for that particular outlet. Like, yeah, this is a lot of work. I know that. But this is what we do every day. You know, so we don't. For us, it's not work. It's pleasure. And I love when I get to ask the question, what's the segment? Because the segment has to be clear from the beginning. We don't want to bury the lead at the end. And you want to know in advance, like, what's the umbrella? What are you talking about? How to not get caught in the rain? That's the segment idea. Okay, great. Now let's build it out. So many people these days can leave without their umbrellas. You see, I just start writing thoughts down. And then eventually we come up with the bingo segment that's fresh, original, well-written, and the media grabs. These are called Instabooks. But you don't have to start out knowing what your segment pitch is going to be. You just have to start. It takes practice. And we have a lot of practice put in, you know, 20 years or more. So we kind of have it down to a science. But for anybody just starting out wishing to pitch themselves, this takes a little practice to get the pitch right, which is why we don't go too big too fast, because we give the author a chance to grow by getting the feedback from our firm and getting the feedback from the media. So I have an example of a bestseller strategy. So we have a client, an author told me that they bought the bestseller strategy. He thought he would skyrocket to success overnight. So that's not the way it worked out. Why he thought that, he just said, I just saw the glitz, all the glamour. It was just so glamorous and fabulous, I had to have it, right? He spent thousands of dollars to get 1 hour on an Amazon bestseller list, and then nothing happened. Nothing happened. It was over. It was over. So he calls me up and says, oh, my God, what have I just done? And we determined a better strategy for him, of course. But you know what saddens me is what he lost was time, money, opportunity, and enthusiasm. When someone writes a book or they want to be a top speaker in their field, you know, they come in, I don't want to say innocent, but they come in with enthusiasm, with faith and hope in the future. And what disturbs me the most is when that's picked away at by people who just want to get your money, get you to say yes to something that's not really valuable to you, that's not going to help you grow as an expert or grow your career. That's purchased PR. And I hate to see that unless you intend to purchase it. By all means, go right ahead, purchase your advertising. But real PR is where the learning and the growth takes place. I spoke with another author who was doing a bestseller status on Amazon, and when I asked him how he was able to achieve his success, now this was interesting, because I looked at this one and compared him with the one before, and I asked him, I said, did you buy a bestseller campaign? And he said, no, I was able to achieve this because I had a flourishing community. I built it up over time. My book addressed the issues facing my target market. I knew why I was meaningful and valuable to my market, and I also had a strong media history, and I was known to contribute to the issues our society is facing today. So in other words, he was keeping in touch with his community. He's letting them know, I'm building up as an expert, and my opinions have value, so much value, I'm getting the media coverage. So he mentioned that he really did not want to take shortcuts to the top. He goes, that's meaningless to me. Taking a shortcut tells me nothing about my growth and development over the long term. And I'm here for the long term. I'm not here to shoot up, shoot down, and be all over the place. This is not a pinball game for me. I want to grow over time. And that's important. That's a very strong business strategy. He did not want to take shortcuts. He said to me, and I quote, I'd rather do it honestly because this way I know I got it right. That's bingo. Exactly. So true. When you earn your way up the media ladder, you grow honestly and in integrity. Your success is sustainable. It's not a here today, gone tomorrow type of success, but one that can stand the test of time. Whether in times, and this is critical, we don't know the future here, whether in times of economic growth or downturn.
Annie, think can of I your say career, my favorite quote ever? Can I say my
favorite quote? I love your favorite quote.
My favorite quote ever.
I love it.
It's the perfect time for it. Because
I can
the person,
uh-huh.
Right? You know what it is, because, right?
I mean,
it's always my favorite, and it's so true. The person that finds themselves in overnight success was never asleep.
It takes 15 years to be an overnight success, I'm telling you.
It does.
It's really true. Yeah, because it takes a lot of time for you to learn what you don't know. This is why we don't hire pop-ups. Pop-ups don't know what they don't know, and they're going to learn on your dime, which is why I'm going to say when you're going to hire a support team, first of all, you ask the deliverable, what's in it for me? If that deliverable is exactly what you want to achieve, okay, they're in the running to get your business. And the second thing is, let's see a provable track record history of success in this particular deliverable. Because, you know, you're allowed to ask these questions. You don't have to just think they're going to get it for you without asking the questions. All right, so ask the questions, note the results, and then choose the right company for you. All right, and that's how you choose the right, put together a good team. So you want to think of your career as a constant stream of growth over time. You can't quick fix your way to the top. you get found out. We've learned of another client who shouted his bestseller status from the rooftop. I love this guy because he's a perfect example of what happened. So he shouted, all of a sudden he's this New York, whatever, not New York Times, I got to say, no. One of the other ones, though. Shouted his bestseller status from the rooftop. Yes, he bought it for 1 week. Now, I'm a publicist. I vet things, okay? I vet things. I look for plagiarism. I look for this stuff. So, because I have to know. I have to know what the media is going to find out anyway, because I got to be able to advise my client properly. For 1 week, he appeared on one of the business bestseller lists. He was not anywhere on the list the week before, and he disappeared from the list the week after. Just gone. So that was a shortcut. The shortcuts might be tempting, but it's better to develop into a top expert by learning the skill set needed to be meaningful at the top levels of your industry. Here's how to create real expert status and a strong media platform. All right, Stacey, I'll let you take this one. You ready for this?
Yeah. So when you're creating a real expert status, strong media platform, you want to be seen and heard in the media that has brand names. So such as like an ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, CNBC, USA Today, all of the media outlets that we know and love, right? It may take some time to get on these real networks or media outlets, but by the time a Bloomberg says yes to a finance expert, a speaker, an author, you are at the point in your career that you deserve to be there. You deserve to be on. You deserve to be featured. You earned it, right? You deserve this level of success because you worked for it. So you want to stay consistent. Annie just mentioned this. We talk about it a lot all the time, consistency over time. Building your career is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's filled with successes along the way. It's an old saying, of course, that everybody loves the shortcut or the hack. But in this case, the shortcuts and the hacks, they don't have staying power. You're in and you're out. Flash in the pan. You don't have growth to show for it. So you always, 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 you always want to be building. That's the key. You never give up. Sure, you may have a bad day or two when you lose out on something you want, but the way to success is just keep going. We talk about this with our clients all the time. The moment you want to give up is the moment before the dam will break for you, okay? The people love us also because, you know, we're quickly picking out they're wrong. You know, the why am I not good at this? Why, you know, because we all have these like beliefs and our self-beliefs, right? We're always negative about ourselves, very critical about ourselves. But, you know, we pick out the wrong and then replace it with your right. So we can do this because of experience. We know who the person is, how they fit in many times before they do, right? If someone's going down the wrong path, they won't get any media placements, and we'll know this in advance. And you need to know it in advance. So you have to know why they matter. You have to know why you matter in the world today. We know why our clients matter in the world today, why they're qualified for the expansion of their topic, help them think for themselves differently in terms of what they can contribute. That's the money shot, right? Bingo. Now we have an authentic, pitchable point of view that will resonate with the media. So again, you can earn it. So Purchase PR gives you none of that feedback that can help your career. You'll never know if you're getting it right. Yes, you're on a particular show that does not carry a brand, would have accepted any topic from you, any Joe Schmo off the street, no credentials, no anything, right? You were never pressed or stressed to grow when you purchased PR, right? You just bought your segment. But then what? You bought it for what end? What's the deliverable to you? So, Annie, I know you have some advice.
Oh, of course. So here is the advice. Get into a PR strategy that is growth-oriented, designed to develop you to your greatest potential. Let your PR partners work the way they work, but first, be sure they have a provable track record of success in what you want to accomplish. By PR partners, I mean the people that you're going to help, maybe hire to help you achieve your goals once you identify your strategy, which we talk a little bit about too later on, and make sure you're hiring the right people, though, because beware of the pop-up. I mean, they just pop up overnight, and they're allowed to be in business, like I said, but you don't want to hire them. You don't want them learning on your dime because they don't know what they don't know. Okay. People in business for a long time, believe me, we know, we learned what we didn't know when we first started out. Now we know it. Now we apply it. And now you can get to where you want to go a lot faster. That's the difference between working with a professional with a lot of experience and somebody new on the block. New kids on the block, sure, they'll learn over time, but you don't want them to learn with your future in mind, with your history and your success in mind. You want to be successful. So you want to hire the best in the business all the time to build out your team so that you can get to yes very quickly. So the provable track record of success is what you want to accomplish when hiring your team, let's say. And you want to keep getting better. You want to stay out there in the world. So here's your end. Your PR people, they know they should know why you're good and where you're going to fit in with the media. I know I do. I know instantly why you're good. And I know everything I can get for you in advance. It's like, well, how do you know that? I said, I know that. I just know who these, I know how far this guy can go. All right. So, but the other person does the same. They stay out there in the world. Here's the partnership. Is they're out there making business friends. They're saying yes to networking opportunities. It takes two. The publicist and the client working together, and they can do many things together, but it does take time, and we do have some real stories for you. The first real story is our client, Ken. So his real story is on our site. We always have lots of them on our site, and they reveal a lot of good strategy. By the time he came to our firm, he had worked with two other PR firms. He didn't quite mention this to us, but again, it wouldn't have mattered, okay? Because I don't care what's gone on in the past. I care about what happens now and in the future. But he did tell us eventually that they got him nothing. Okay, I can see why, definitely, because they didn't have a strategy in place. They didn't know how to grow an expert like we do. But we did know how to grow his strategy. We developed a business growth strategy for him with his goals in mind that was authentic to his credentials, to what he knew about the markets. He was a stock market analyst and an investor, and built him accordingly. And we did it using our ladder strategy, which we're going to discuss in detail momentarily. And we do this for our clients every day. So we build experts here. That's what we do. We provide PR services, but we don't stop there. Behind the scenes, I'm building you out in so many ways you don't even know. All right, you just know you're suddenly fabulous. You say, wait, I didn't know it was so good, but I did. All right, we did. And we know how to build you that out behind the scenes for you. So today, now this took years. This is why I like to say consistency over time, because you can't just pop in and be a top expert. The media likes to make sure you're the real deal. They like to test you out on a couple of segments. They like to get to know you a little bit. But once they do and you prove yourself to them, you know, you can become a regular on these things. So it took him years and years. But today, within these years that he's worked with us in our ladder strategy, yes, he started at level zero. Ladder strategy is level zero through 10, sometimes minus zero. And he started at zero because we didn't know. He had nothing. He had no media assets to bring him higher on the ladder strategy or no PR accomplishments. So he started at zero. And today, he is a regular contributor on two major national networks. And he got there simply by working in a nice partnership model with us, and he accepted our ladder strategy. He had to start at zero and work his way up to 10. But that doesn't mean once you're at a level five, these are rungs in the ladder, let's say, once you're at a level five, you don't go back to zero or one. Good Lord, no. You keep going higher up the ladder, which is nice because our goal isn't just to get you all the media we can, blah, 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 like a retainer type model. Just give them all that sticks. Our model is growth and development for you as an expert. We want you to reach your goals and dreams. I do, personally. I want that for you. So here we have another client, okay, and he used our ladder strategy too. And he is today, you can watch him on TV today, he's a major network daily contributor. So when he first came to us, he had nothing. I went out, and this is a funny story, because I left the office for like maybe, 10 minutes. By the time I got back, the guy had communicated with me on Twitter, LinkedIn, telephone, email. I mean, he's all over the place getting my attention, but he got my attention. And his goal, he said, I want to be a major network daily contributor. I said, okay, we're going to have to displace a lot of top talking heads at this point, but if you're in, I'm in. We built a strategy. He had the credentials. He had the potential. Okay, I can see potential in a person. I can see their future in many ways. And he had the potential. And he stuck with the strategy. He started with our ladder strategy. He grabbed the radio campaigns to bring him to level 1 through 5 explain in more detail shortly. And he did what he needed to do on his end. His end is when he shows up for the media, he makes friends with the media. He's available all the time. He's easy to work with. So working with us to help him get before the media was what he needed before he was able to reach his goal. He had to make friends with the media, make the media fall in love with him, and also be a great contributor as well. So his goal was being a network contributor, and he achieved that goal, but here's the thing. It took him a couple of years. He stayed in the strategy because he believed the strategy, and his real story is on our site, so you really should take a look at that one. He's one of the top experts in the field, maybe even the top expert in this field. But what would have happened to him if he had purchased one of those fake media placements that, like, okay, great, you can get like a 5 minutes on a national network in the middle of the night? What would have happened to him if someone like me luckily he chose me, but he didn't happen, let's say he didn't come across me. What if he would have purchased one of these other fake media placements? Nothing would have happened. What would the value have been for him? Did he get in front of famous hosts? No. Did he basically audition each time he went on TV for his bigger dream? No. Did he make friends in the media? No. Did he make contacts? No. Right? If he had taken that route of buying fake PR, he simply would not be where he is today. Now, keep in mind, this gentleman was a military strategist. This creates a lot of value. A military strategist, and he had examined everyone else's strategy. And he chose Annie Jennings PR for the publicity implementation of his strategy because we made sense to the overall strategy. Hey, he hired me. I didn't go after him. He hired me based on his strategic ability to develop a team that was going to get him where he wanted to go. And about 2 years in, I said, this guy's good, very good, and let's see if he has the stamina to go the rest of the way. And he did. And I said, how come you're still in the strategy after a couple of years have passed and you've made a lot of headway, but you still haven't reached your optimal goal? And he goes, because I believe in the strategy, I hired the right people. And one thing in the military, when we create a strategy that we've deemed to be a successful strategy, we don't abandon it halfway through. You can turn on TV and watch them right now. So you got to watch out for media that takes your time, your money, your opportunity, because you don't want to waste your time and money and opportunity. You want to go after media that carries prestige and influence. And this is how it's done. It's going to take time. But it doesn't have to take a lot of time. These major placements like Ken and this other guy who's a regular contributor, yeah, that took a while because that's like going for the biggest of the big. But anyone can achieve their optimal levels of potential using our ladder strategy. So what is the ladder strategy? All right, here we go, guys. $1 million question. This is a strategy. Okay. It's an organized, responsible growth plan for an author or expert that allows them to rise to their highest levels of optimal levels of success and potential. Potential. Okay, how high can you go in the media? Everybody's got an amount where they can go, given your credentials, given your experience, given your subject matter, given the topics you can comment on, given your availability. On our ladder strategy, we label it 1 through 10 because we can very quickly communicate with everybody here where they are. Okay, zero, coming in the door. Okay, no problem. We know what a zero is. A zero means the person's going to need to be built up from the beginning. No problem. We have a strategy for that. Okay, five, we got a five. Okay, we know what five means. Five means he's got some good media, but good real media assets on his bio, so now we can go to level six and work our way up to 10. Hey, minus seven coming in. Okay, well, minus seven, no problem. We're going to bring a minus seven all the way up to 10 if we can. All right? It doesn't matter where you come in. It matters where you finish. So we have a ladder. So think of a ladder with rungs in it. The rungs are numbered 1 through 10, 10 representing the major media such as the morning shows, the top cable news networks, big brand finance shows, major print, online media, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, New York Times, major city newspapers. But more importantly, a 10 means what's important to you. Okay, as the expert, where do you need to be seen and heard at your highest levels in order for you to be an industry leader and therefore naturally attract business to yourself and success to yourself? So it changes for everyone. I just named a few normals of what our normal clients go after. But, you know, if you want to go after another type of 10, you can, as long as it's one of the top media. And notice you build your way up. I didn't just say, okay, I'll go to 10 tomorrow. I would never do that. I would never do that tomorrow. The client is absolutely not ready. And if they should by chance ever get a placement, now this brings the purchase media into play. If you're purchasing something on a major network, are you prepared for that? Have you been media trained? Do you know why you matter in the world? Do you know what segment you want to share? You know, if this is going to be out there, is this really the out there that you want to show off? No, you don't. You want to show off a very refined, responsible segment. And if you have to purchase it, then you can purchase it, but at least it's going to have some value. So the ladder strategy is designed, and then we made it up. I make up these things because this gives you a visual, a very simple visual of how you're going to grow, all right, as an expert. Not with necessarily with just my company, with any company. You're always going up. When you're a level 5, I'd be insulting you to bring you a level 0 placement. You know, you're going to 6, you're going to 7, 8, 9, 10. You're going as high up as you can go, as the media is willing to let you go, as you're willing to let yourself go. So you're growing and becoming stronger the more you work with this ladder strategy because you're qualifying for the next level higher in media. And media gets very, very smart as you rise up these levels in that they know to look for certain things. They know to look for your media bio. How established is it with brand name media experiences? That's a big key. Now, is that purchase media going to help you here? No. It doesn't help you in any way because it doesn't have sustainability. You can't earn your way to the top. You don't deserve to be there. And I'm an author advocate, so I want you to earn your way to the top too because I know that's sustainable for you. All right, so my goal is to get you there. If you want to go there, okay, it's all about the client. What do you want for yourself? I know why you are good. I know where you can go media-wise. I know how to make you strong and powerful. It's just something that we do. We just do that here. So you can quickly rise to a level 5 with our radio talk show campaign. Now, this is why radio is good. Easy. Phoners, okay? You can practice your craft without damaging yourself. TV, you can damage yourself right off the bat by looking like a deer in a headlight, okay? You don't want to be that. You want to be savvy, prepared, and ready before you go on something like a TV show. So radio helps you develop, okay, as an expert. You understand your value, you understand your talking points, you understand your messaging points, and your point of view as it relates to society today. So that's why we like to start with the radio. It brings you right up to a level 5, which is significant. So suddenly you walk in our doors and all of a sudden you're from 0 to 5. What? How'd that happen? It happened because that's what we know, that's what we do here. So we like that. And the next thing is then we work with, if you want to, you work with level 6 through 10. Now you're building up. When you pitch the media, you can say, I was on all these shows. These are real media shows. I was on with this host. I was on with all these real shows. The media likes that because what they need to do at these levels is make sure they are not putting on fake experts. So the media assets that you build with radio, they help you build a very powerful base that now you're going to leverage into more opportunity. Media begets media, okay? Fake media doesn't beget other media ever. Earned media begets other highly powerful media for you. So that's how the ladder strategy makes sense to your overall growth and development. And yes, it really is for everyone. Every single person on this line and listening can be part of this ladder strategy because it's tailored and it's perfect for you. After many years of it working with authors and experts, I found that this is the best way to implement a strategy for a client that is growth and development oriented because I see a vision for you. And I want you to go to your highest level of contribution to our society because I'm here for a bigger purpose too, you know. My particular skill set is I can take any author and make them into a media savvy contributing expert. I don't know. We're just good at it, right, Stace? This is what we do here. Media begets media. One thing to remember, the more real media you have, the more real media will be able to book you. So now you can see that the fake media was a one-off and did nothing to help you over time. It was a quick hit. You can look at it as advertising. Getting real, and here's the thing, getting real PR is an honor for you. You were chosen from the dozens or hundreds, all competing for your spot, yet they chose you. You are building. The media knows to look for fake experts, and one of the ways you tip your hand if you are a fake expert is through your media bio. The media likes to see real brand, real name brand media in your bio that is provable. I've seen people come, and I can tell right off the bat, look at their site, and I see, I've seen on, And it's so fake. I say, okay, prove it. You know, the media's going to ask me to prove it, so prove it to me. And they can't because they weren't really on it. They weren't chosen based on their growth and development, their expertise, their industry reputation. They purchased that, and therefore now they can't really even prove they were on it. The media has a responsibility. They have to always provide the best experts for their audience. This is a rule. And they do this by evaluating you, and they need to evaluate you as a big player. That is somebody who is contributing to the media in a meaningful way, as evidenced by their bio, their media bio, and that's an important evaluation process for you to go through in securing the top media. So those would be the level 8 and 9. So you see how we reasonably go up the ladder from 0 all the way up to 10, or as high up as you're willing to go, and the media is willing to let you to go. And that's where you develop your expert status, and that's where you start to attract the mega opportunities to you, because you've been willing to put the time in to build, okay, over time. So one of our clients, in closing, we'll close here, one of our clients told us that she had a lot of experience in PR. In fact, she was a former publicist, and said this. She said she found that there are others out there who wish to take advantage of new authors' excitement about being a newly published author, and that they don't understand what publicity really is or what should be a rock-solid publicity strategy. In this way, she said, people are being taken advantage of, and they're losing their opportunities. And they're, at the end of the day, writing the book becomes, oh, wow, I lost all my money, didn't I? Instead of, oh, my God, look at me now. Man, I'm flourishing. And that's what we want for you, is to look at the whole author process as being something that empowers you and empowers others. So there's a couple of questions to ask yourself in closing, is that ask this question of anyone wishing to sign you up for their business. One, what's in it for me? I know, it's a hard question to ask. What's in it for me? It sounds like, oh, I'm so selfish. What's in it for me? Yeah, what's in it for you? You're asking for my money. I want to know what's in it for me. Actually, there's two questions. What are the deliverables? That is, what am I actually buying, and how will it benefit my overall growth and development? Any good publicist should be able to answer that question. We know why these things matter to you, and that's why we're getting them for you. It's our goal for you to be the biggest expert you can possibly be, the most successful expert you can possibly be. Also keep in mind, a great publicist knows exactly what they can get for you before you sign up. That's why I can offer guaranteed deliverables, because I know in advance what I can get booked for you. That's how well I can read your potential and know how to create an authentic match between you and the show. People say, how do you know this? I say, I just know it. I can't help it. I can see through the client, so I see where they need to be. So here's the caveat. Watch out for the, and I have to spell this, T-R-Y word, okay? T-R-Y, I'm not allowed to say it. I have to spell it. And the word pitch, okay, watch out for that when you're talking to anyone. Watch out for the pitch word, as they can be very misleading. For example, if you say, can I get booked on the Today Show? A natural question you would ask. Someone might answer, not me, of course, oh, yes, we pitch all the morning shows. Now, what did you actually hear and what was actually said? Sure, they pitch all the morning shows. I would never pitch all the morning shows with a person who wasn't ready for a morning show. But they do. You see how they're not taken seriously? Because they'll pitch all the morning shows with you and you're not ready yet. But what they really said is they'll pitch, but unless you are a highly developed, media-savvy expert with an impressive bio and you are a good match for the show segment-wise, you really just won't get booked. You will be out of line with their booking process and for the profile of the show. Another horrible word I'll say is T-R-Y. We have one rule here in this company, is that we're not allowed to say T-R-Y. So by now you've figured out what that spells, right? We have to say, and we all say this willingly, that we go out to the media with intent to book the show or media opportunity for our client. You'll never hear us say T-R-Y, and you'll never hear us say, oh, of course, we will pitch everyone for you, because that's misleading. You hear you're going to get everything, when in reality, you may not get anything. All right, so Stacey, back to you for a close.
All right, great. Well, of course, thank everybody for listening and being with us today. We really appreciate that. And Brian, if you're still on the line, of course, at speakermatch.com. Thank you, as always. And if anyone wants to learn more about what we're talking about here, listen to the real stories we mentioned, hear about the ladder strategy, some really good PR info, speaker, author info. You can do that at AnnieJenningsPR.com. So thanks, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. And just if anybody needs more information about Speaker Match, go to SpeakerMatch.com, and we will have a replay of this available on our podcast page.